麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome once again to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你今天收听我们的天路导向。
We are so glad that you're joining us for this series of messages from the book of Joshua.
我们很开心你能够收听我们这一个关于约书亚记的系列信息。
In this series, we are learning how to follow the call of God in our lives.
其实在这个系列信息里头，我们一直在学习究竟怎样去跟随上帝对我们生命的呼召。
And that sometimes causes us to ask the question, you want me to do what?
而这件事也有时会让到我们去问这条问题，你究竟想我怎样？
Let's quickly review the answers that we have learned so far.
咁喺度，让我哋先讲一下之前我哋几集讲过嘅答案。
Answer number one，
第一个答案
，Step up to God's call in your life，
就系起身要去回应上帝对你生命嘅呼召。
Answer number two，
第二个答案
，is going into the enemy's territories to share Christ，
就系要深入敌后啊，跟住去分享基督。
Answer number three，
第三个答案。
Is to cross the river of impossibility in your life with God's supernatural help.
靠住上帝超然嘅大能，要帮助我哋渡过生命里头好难过嘅大河。
Answer number four is yielding to God's plan.
第四个答案就系降服喺上帝嘅计划之下。
Answer number five is to stay with God's program by completely trusting Him.
第五个答案就是全心全意信靠上帝，谨守上帝的方案。
Answer number six is to learn from your mistakes.
第六个答案就是要从自己的错误当中去学习。
And today we will discover answer number seven, which is know how to pray.
今天让我们一起看看第七个答案，就是要懂得怎样去祈祷。
We will discover that had Joshua prayed for discernment, he and his people would not have been deceived by the Gibeonites.
我们发现如果约书亚祈祷求上帝赐给他分辨的智慧和能力，这样他和他的百姓就不会被欺骗人去骗了。
And to get ready for answer number seven, I want you to turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 9.
咦，正话讲紧啲乜嘢呢？请你翻开圣经旧约嘅约书亚记第九章，让我哋一齐嚟睇下第七个答案啊。
For today we will see the seventh answer to the question to God, "You want me to do what?"
因为今日我哋要睇嘅就系你想我做啲乜嘢嘅呢个问题嘅第七个答案。
And the answer is know how to pray for discernment.
而个答案呢，就是要懂得怎样去祈求有分辨的智慧和能力。
Had Joshua and the other leaders prayed for discernment and wisdom?
如果约书亚和他其他领袖曾经为了分辨的智慧来祈求上帝的话，
Had they asked God for insight?
如果他们向上帝祈求，求上帝赐给他们洞察力的话，
Had they gone to God for direction?
如果他们向上帝祈求，求上帝赐给他们方向的话，
They would not have been deceived by the Gibeonites.
这样他们就不会被欺骗人所欺骗了。
Let me tell you the story now.
现在我想跟你讲一讲个故事。
The people of God had just renewed their covenant with God at Mount Ebal.
上帝的百姓刚刚就在以巴路山那里和上帝重新立约。
And they were returning to their camp in Gilgal.
之后他们就回到吉甲的营地。
They had been celebrating their victory over the city of Ai.
他们在那里庆祝是打败了艾城。
They were spiritually high on the victory.
他们因为得胜而灵性亢奋。
My listening friend, I want to give you a warning.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我在这里，我想给你一个警告。
always watch out for the times immediately after spiritual victory and great blessing.
每当你在属灵方面觉得自己赢了或者得到一个很大的福气的时候，你要特别警觉留心。
Those are Satan's opportune times for deceptive attack.
因为这个时候撒旦最喜欢用方言诡计来攻击我们。
Whenever you think that you have achieved great success, watch out.
每当你认为自己获得很大的成功的时候，要小心。
That is the time when you are most vulnerable to Satan's attack.
因为那个时候是你最脆弱、最容易被撒旦攻击的时刻。
So the people of God celebrated their victory.
好，上帝的百姓在这里大肆庆祝他们的胜利。
They rededicated themselves to God.
他们将自己奉献给上帝。
They rededicated themselves to be the people of God.
他们重新向上帝确认他们是属于上帝的百姓。
And when you commit yourself to doing God's work and witnessing for Christ,
当你将自己委身给上帝，从事上帝的工作，为基督作见证的时候，
Do not be surprised at the opposition and the deceptions that you will face.
不要惊讶，因为你即刻就会面临反对，面对那些的欺骗。
The Bible said that when Jesus began his messianic ministry of healing, preaching, and casting out demons,
圣经记载，当耶稣开始他弥赛亚的工作的时候，就是要去医病，要去讲道，要去赶鬼的时候。
There were three groups of people who normally are at war with each other, yet they got united against him.
那个时候有三种人本来互相在这里自己打自己的，但是呢他们因为这样就联合起来对付耶稣。
The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians.
就是法利赛人、撒都该人和希律党人。
When you become serious about exercising your Christian ministry,
当你很认真地从事基督教的工作的时候，
When you become serious about claiming your environment for Christ,
当你很认真咁样为基督去赢得你身边嘅人群嘅时候，
When you become serious about being a missionary in your mission field where you are，
当你好认真咁样成为你喺度嘅工作场所或者上学嘅场所里头嘅宣教士嘅时候，
That is the time when plots against you will begin to take place。
嗰个时候就会出现一啲阴谋嚟对付你。
This is the time when Satan will work overtime to cause you to stumble.
在这个时候，撒旦就会加紧工作来绊倒你。
This is the time when others will try to discourage you.
这个时候，其他人会打击你，让到你灰心。
And that is why you must know how to pray against deception and deceivers.
因此，你一定要懂得怎样去祈祷，以免上当，以免受骗。
In the book of Joshua, we learn that the neighboring Gibeonites grew fearful of God's people.
在约书亚记里头，我们见到附近的基遍人很害怕上帝的子民。
They had heard of Joshua's great victories and they knew they could not defeat him through warfare.
他们听到约书亚那些伟大的胜利，明知自己赢不到他们了。
So the Gibeonites tried to scheme against God's people.
因此欺骗人就想计仔要去呃上帝的百姓。
They disguised themselves as travelers from distant land.
他们假扮从远方长途跋涉过来。
They wore dirty and worn out clothes and sandals.
穿着一些烂衫烂鞋。
And they carried moldy bread and patched wineskins.
带着一些发晒毛的饼，还有那些酒袋，以前拿皮用来挤酒，皮袋用来挤酒，已经要不断打补丁了。
They pretended to be peaceful travelers seeking a covenant with God's people.
他们扮成是和平的使者来跟上帝的子民去缔结合约。
They said to Joshua and his people, We have come a long way, make covenant with us.
他们对约书亚，对百姓讲话，我们很远那里来的，求你跟我们立约啊。
Some of you, my listening friends, may be probably asking, why did they have to go to all this trouble of creating this elaborate scheme?
有些朋友可能会问，为什么这些人要做这么多事，做些假事实来蒙骗呢？
Because the Gibeonites knew the Bible.
哦，原来因为这些欺骗人是明白圣经所记载的，当然那时是未有圣经，但是他明白那些内容。
They knew that Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 10 through 15 instructed the Israelites to destroy the Canaanites.
可能他们听过在申命记20章10到15节，上帝指示以色列人要消灭迦南地的人这个事情。
But they are to make covenant with people from distant cities.
但是同时对于远方的人可以同他们定这个的和平盟约，就是远交近攻了。
My listening friends, the people who are the most deceptive are those who can quote the Bible as well as you can.
各位听众朋友，你要知道呢，这个世界上面呢，有很多人好像你一样懂得引用圣经的经文，但是懂得引用圣经的经文的人呢，其实亦都是最容易去蒙骗你的。
At that point,Had Joshua and the leaders had gone to God for help when the Gibeonites appeared,
当欺骗人出现的那一刻，如果约书亚和其他领袖懂得怎样去寻求上帝的帮助的话，
If Joshua and God's people had sought God's counsel, wisdom and discernment,
如果约书亚和上帝的百姓知道向上帝求智慧、引导和辨别的能力的话，
Then God would have shown his people,That these visitors were deceivers.
这样上帝就会为他的百姓指出那些远来的客人其实都是骗子来的。
Let me give you an illustration of how deception can work.
让我为你去举例说明了究竟一个谎言是怎样得逞的。
There's a story that is told about a well-known British art critic.
这个故事就是讲到在英国里头有一个著名的艺术评鉴家。
He one day took his daughter to the beach.
有一日他带着个女儿去海滩。
But he was unable to persuade her to join him in the chilly water of the English coast.
但是无论如何他是这样都叫不到个女儿落水，因为海水在英国那里很冷的嘛。
So the father built a fire.
咁於是呢，爸爸就生咗一堆火啦。
And heated a kettle of water.
煮熱咗一細桶水。
And with great flair, he poured the steaming water into the ocean.
跟住就用一个好夸张嘅动作，将煮滚咗嘅水倒落大海。
At that point, the little girl ran gleefully into the water without any hesitation.
咁样个小朋友就好开心咁样，毫不犹豫咁跳咗落水啦。
Now the father's trick may have been harmless, but that's how we often are deceived by others.
嗱，我哋见到呢个爸爸嘅小把戏，好似无伤大雅咁，但系好多时候我哋就系因为咁上当。
The deceivers mix a small amount of truth into an ocean of falsehood.And people wade into it.
欺骗者往往就将一啲啲嘅真理放喺嗰啲好多嘅谎言中间，跟住人就不知不觉咁样落咗水。
They are not suspecting that they have been lured away from their mission of being ambassadors for Jesus Christ.
经过咁样嘅情况之下，嗰啲人就会毫无警觉，被诱惑离开咗侍奉嘅岗位。之后就不再做耶稣基督的使者了。
Thank you.
Now, my listening friends, Joshua had his suspicion about the Gibeonites.
嗱，我哋谂下，其实咧，约书亚嗰时对基遍人有冇怀疑呢？
But by not asking the Lord for discernment and wisdom, he did not follow correctly on his suspicions.
应该系有嘅，但系佢冇向上帝去求辨别力同埋智慧，所以佢就冇继续追究落去。
The book of James chapter 4 says,
根据雅各书第四章里头咁样讲，
You have not because you ask not.
你哋冇呢样嘢系因为你唔向上帝祈求呢样嘢。
In James chapter 1 verse 5,
喺雅各书一章五节嗰度话，
If you lack wisdom, ask God and he will give it to you.
如果你唔够智慧，就向上帝祈祷啦，上帝会赐俾你。
My friend, I can tell you about the many times that I have failed to ask for discernment and wisdom and made mistakes in my life.
亲爱的听众朋友，我可以告诉你，在我的一生当中，不知道有多少次忽略了向上帝求辨别力，向上帝求智慧，结果犯了错误。
The greatest danger for a child of God is summarized in the following words.
上帝的儿女最危险的时候就可以用以下几句说话概括。
I can handle this.
啊，我搞得掂啊。
I can handle this drink.
啊，一杯酒啫，湿湿碎啊。
I can handle this wrong relationship.
啊，一脚踏两船啫嘛，冇问题。
I can handle this shady business deal.
哦，呢啲咁嘅生意人就系踩钢线噶啦，搞得掂嘅。
I can handle this close friendship with ungodly.
同一啲未信耶稣嘅人做朋友有乜问题啫？
Listen to what F.B. Meyer once said.
嗱，而家请你听下 F.B. Meyer 曾经讲过嘅嘢。
Christians are tempted more by the wiles of Satan than by his open assault.
撒旦呢？唔系好中意用正面嘅攻击对付基督徒嘅，反而佢更加中意用诡计嚟诱惑基督徒。
More by the deceitfulness of sin than by its declared war。
佢诡诈咁样欺哄我哋去犯罪，而唔系正面向我哋宣战。
Only prayer will keep you alert to the subtle deception of sin and Satan。
所以我想告诉你，只有透过祈祷我们才可以提高警觉，看穿了撒旦去诱骗我们犯罪的诡计。
Only prayer will give you discernment against flattering words.
只有透过祈祷我们才能够分辨那些甜言蜜语。
Only prayer will guard you against the scheming of the ungodly.
透过祈祷我们才可以防备敌对上帝的人所设下的阴谋。
And that is why Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, deliver us from the evil one.
因此耶稣教导我们这样祈祷的时候，他说我们在天上的父后面有一句话，救我们脱离凶恶。
When you embark on following God's plan for your life,
当你的生命展开了跟随上帝的计划的时候，
When you embark on living for Christ,
当你开始为基督而活的时候，
When you embark on being an ambassador for Christ,
当你踏上了基督使者的征途的时候，
You must lean on God's wisdom and the power in prayer.
你必须依赖上帝的智慧和祈祷的能力。
Otherwise, you will risk many failures.
否则你就会可能跌入去多次的失败里面。
When you enter into a business relationship or a marriage or a ministry,
当你开展了一个事业，建立你的婚姻，或者开始侍奉上帝的时候，
you must consult your heavenly father.
希望你一定去咨询你的天父。
Otherwise, you will risk being deceived by the enemy.
否则你可能会跌入去敌人的诡计里面。
And I want to end this message today by sharing with you how to deal with the aftermath of deception.
嗱，今日信息结束之前咧，我想同你讲下，究竟如果你系被欺骗咗之后，你系点样去善后呢？
After God's people discovered the enemy had deceived them, they wanted revenge.
当上帝嘅百姓发现佢哋上咗敌人嘅当之后，佢哋想报复。
The people felt that because the peace covenant was created under deception, the enemy did not deserve to live.
百姓就认为，因为他们在骗局里头和人订了的合约，所以他一定不可以放过那些欺骗他们的敌人。
But the leaders acted with integrity and kept their word to the Gibeonites that they would live in peace.
但是领袖为了信守他们自己的承诺，所以他们要信守了这个和欺骗人所签的和平的约，没有消灭他们。
Even though the leaders of God's people were humiliated,
你要想想，他们的领袖受到羞辱。
They did not want to bring this grace upon God and his people by breaking the peace covenant.
就算是这样，他们仍然不愿意破坏这个合约，免得上帝的名和百姓蒙羞。
Of course, that does not mean that the enemy was not punished for their deception.
当然，我咁样讲唔系话到嗰啲敌人呢，呃咗人呢都可以逍遥法外。
But the covenant was not broken.
但系起码佢哋所立嘅约系守住咗。
Joshua and the leaders knew their testimony was more important than revenge.
对约书亚同埋领袖嚟讲呢，可能佢哋认为做见证比复仇更加重要。
The Bible teaches us that after sin and failure,Repentance must take place.
圣经教导我们在犯罪和失败之后一定要悔改。
After sin and failure take place, acceptance of the consequences of sin is a greater testimony than words.
犯罪和失败之后勇于承担后果，这个见证比口讲的见证更加强而有力。
Someone may be listening today who had fallen into sin as a result of another person's deception.
可能今天收听我们节目的听众当中，亦都你可能是曾经因为被骗而犯罪的。
There may be someone who's listening today who may be suffering gravely as a result of past failure.
在我们的听众当中，可能亦都有人因为过去的失败，一直是活在悔恨的痛苦当中。
My listening friend, I want to tell you, it does not honor God for you to stay in your failure.Or become bitter toward the deceiver.
亲爱的朋友，我想话俾你听，如果你活喺失败嘅阴影里面，对欺骗你嘅人心里头好多嘅苦毒，咁样你系一啲都唔荣耀上帝。
It does not honor God for you to live in regret or give up your passion for Christ.
你一直活喺悔恨嘅痛苦当中，放弃咗对耶稣基督嘅热爱，咁样一啲都唔荣耀上帝。
When you ask God for forgiveness, you will persevere.
只有当你向上帝求赦免的时候，你才能够坚持下去。
God can bring triumph out of tragedy.
上帝可以将我们从悲剧当中反败为胜。
God can bring joy out of sorrow.
上帝可以让我们从哀伤当中转悲为喜。
God can bring hope out of despair.
上帝可以让我们从绝望当中重燃希望。
God can bring light out of darkness.
上帝可以从黑暗当中使我们转入光明。
And God can bring gladness out of sadness.
上帝亦都可以化我们的忧伤成为喜乐。
I pray that you will always seek discernment and wisdom from God so that you may conquer deception.
我们会时常为你祈祷，让到你们可以不断地寻求从上帝而来的智慧和辨别的能力，让到你能够战胜谎言，不要好像昔日约书亚和他的团队那样是被欺骗人所欺哄。在现在我想送上一首歌给你，这首歌是小安的作品，是祈祷祷告。
仁慈的天父啊，因为你爱着我，带走我脸上的忧愁，还给我纯真眼眸。仁慈的天父啊，因为你爱着我， 让我学会什么是宽容，世界又少了纷争。我请求你啊，我仁慈的天父，保守你所有的臣民吧。我请求你啊，我仁慈的天父，让我们共同祈祷。爱是给予，爱是付出，仁慈的天父啊，因为你爱着我，原谅我所有的过错，从此我会好好悔过。我请求你啊，我仁慈的天父，带我们远离痛苦吧。我请求你啊，我仁慈的天父，让每个角落充满欢乐。我请求你啊，我仁慈的天父，带我们远离痛苦吧。我请求你啊，我仁慈的天父，让每个角落充满欢乐。我以主耶稣基督的生命，阿
各位听众朋友，啱啱送上俾你嘅系小安嘅祷告，希望你亦都系藉住祷告，系更加了解上帝嘅心意，更加了解上帝嘅指引，了解上帝想你做嘅嘢，唔好好似昔日约书亚同埋佢嘅团队咁样被欺骗人所欺骗啊！咁咧喺度特别希望你可以回应下我哋嘅节目，我哋嘅地址系香港九龙大有街1号10楼，香港九龙。大有街，大小的大，有冇嘅有，1号10楼，你可以写信嚟到俾我万峰或者俾麦克牧师噶，亦都咧你可以去到我哋嘅网站咧www.liangyou.net， 去到咧同我哋去沟通一下，我哋有留言板咧，随时欢迎你留言，我哋亦都有电邮地址，如果你觉得写信太耐啦，咁你亦都可以上去发一个电邮俾我哋，等我哋更加了解你嘅情况，并且了解你收听我哋节目之后嘅回应，喺度愿上帝赐福俾你，希望我哋每一个人都做一个有信心并且时常祷告嘅人。下次节目再会。